This was the first time we've ever been to the Halloween party. Matter of fact, we haven't been to the Christmas party yet either, although we once did the Jolly Holidays dinner package, which was wonderful, and I wish it was something they still had. So we were very excited about going to the Halloween party. We dressed up in costume and got there early to make, you know, be ready for when everything started. I got to say, I really enjoyed it. The park looked fantastic. It amazed me how, in a relatively short amount of time, which was like 30 minutes, everything was set and ready to go. All the trick-or-treat stands were up. Lighting had drastically changed along Main Street, on the castle. Smoke machines were everywhere. It just all looked fantastic. It was a wonderful look to the park. I really enjoyed it. I actually would recommend, if you've never done it, to definitely try it for yourself. We had a little problem that it started raining in the beginning, which meant they canceled the first edition of the parade, and one of the Cinderella Brations also got canceled. That meant when originally all the adults were thinking that the youngest kids would go pretty early after the first parade. Instead, everybody stayed to see the second rendition. So everything stayed jammed all night, and as the night dragged on and people got tired, it got a little tough because people started, like, trampling on each other and all. Still had a good time. The parade was wonderful. The song by itself was cute. I liked the Mickey and the other Fab Five, their float, mostly because I'm a sap, and I thought it was so cute when Mickey and Minnie rubbed noses. I also love the villains' float and their little rendition of the song about "It's Great to Be Back." Made me laugh. Somewhat disappointing, and this isn't Disney's fault, is the Headless Horseman came up the street, and we unfortunately had seen a post on one of the forums that it was a new horse. So he was learning the route, and instead of galloping up the road as he normally, the other one used to do, he came up at a trot. If we hadn't known that, it wouldn't have been at all disappointing, but because all these people kept going on and on about it just wasn't as good, even without seeing it, we made that comparison, and we lost kind of some of the fun. So always be careful when reading something on the Internet or in a guidebook or something, because sometimes ignorance is bliss. We probably would have enjoyed it by itself. The Halloween edition of Wishes was fantastic. One cast member said to us that we had to make sure we checked it out because it made even regular Wishes, not tame, but you could see where things stepped up, and it was phenomenal. The way everything was launched all around you, the number of different songs, all the new gobos and everything, and then to end it with the voice from Haunted Mansion saying, "Welcome back," and all, just gave me chills. So, again, we had a great time. We ended up leaving a little early just because the crowd started getting a little testy, pushing and shoving, because the kids were basically up way too long and sugared up on top of it. But even with that, I would go back again because I just felt Disney did a fantastic job with it.